This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Getting ready for game four of the second round series between the Caps and the Hurricanes. Canes up 2-1 after winning on Saturday night. 4-0. Mm-hmm. Is the season on the line tonight for the Washington Capitals? We want to hear from you fans at 800-636-1067. A couple people tweeted us. By the way, some people just amazed at that pronunciation of Alex Ovechkin.
Oh, it's mind-blowing.
I was talking about it with the boys behind the glass during the break. Like, if you just plucked somebody randomly and said, name one hockey player, there's a good chance they name Ovechkin.
Right. Especially in this town.
And they pronounce it correctly.
Right. Or just call him Ovi. Just call him by his nickname if you have a hard time with the pronunciation, which you shouldn't because he's been here for 20 years.
Did he call him Chavechkin?
I feel like we need to have that like recorded that for posterity's sake.
Yes.
Like put that on
just
the replay
machine.
Just need
a laugh. Play that. So Caps down 2-1. Is their season on the line? 800-636-1067. Here are a couple tweets. No way we beat them three straight if we're down 3-1. That's one perspective. Another one. Ryan tweets us. Because the chances of winning three in a row on a very good Carolina team will be extremely low. Yes. Tie the series tonight knowing you only have to take two out of the next three.
It's the season.
Season's on the line tonight.
Yes.
Sorry, it just is. It's on the line.
Even though there's been over 30 teams that have come back in the NHL.
I think it's a tough matchup for them. I think it's going to be hard for them to pull it out, win three straight if they lose tonight. And they could definitely win, but it's going to take big-time effort. And honestly, it's got to be more than just Tom Wilson. Stromer's got to step up. Ovi's got to step up. All the guys, Cakes. All the key contributors.
I mean, Ovi's
McMichael,
Dowler. Ovi's been a donut in this series.
Carlson.
He's got no points.
Ovi's
got
to do something.
You know what?
No goals, no assists.
We need that. I mean, how many points did he have this year? Like 68, 69? I mean, he had a ton of points. He had like 40... some goals,
yeah,
29.
Yeah.
He had a huge season.
Yes.
Like close to 70 points.
And he was a big factor in the Montreal series. He hasn't been against Carolina.
He could even get me going like he did in that shift a couple games ago where he was just knocking guys all over the ice. Just like, at least do that.
Yeah, he'd be physical.
At least do that.
He has
knock them off their stride.
He's upped his shots in each of the games in this series, but none have connected. He's had 1, 3, and 4 in the three games.
Right. Right. But I do think that definitely the season is on the line. And I think you're going to see that kind of effort.
So in game three, first 25 to 30 minutes of the game, the Caps managed to control the game and slow down the Hurricanes' attack. Now, What I've read about, because I didn't notice it watching the game, is Brind'Amour made some switches to his matchups. And that's the whole deal when you have home ice, when there's you've got the last line change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, can the Capitals counter some of these switches in matchups? The other thing is they had a bunch of icings. So whenever you have an icing, then they're the face-offs in your end.
Yes.
And that's from that Carolina pressure. Like if they're in your zone for a minute and you have, you know, tired guys out on the ice and you need a line change, you're going to flip the puck down the ice to try to get the fresh guys on, and that's going to result in an icing.
And the one
thing it brings it back into your zone.
The one thing you don't want to do is start in your zone with Carolina.
Probably not. It's probably not.
Chances are they're going to keep it there for a while.
Not recommended.
No.
All right, let's make some of these calls. Want to hear from you. We kind of insulted Caps fans earlier. They started to respond. How are you feeling about tonight? I think we all agree, basically. Yeah. The season's on the line tonight.
Of course.
I mean, the likelihood of you losing tonight and then pulling off three in a row. Come on, let's be honest.
Even the most confident of Caps fans going in, I wonder where they stand. Like, let's say on a scale of 1 to 100, you're puffing your chest, totally confident that they're going to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, beat Carolina in the series, 4-2, 4-1, whatever you thought going in. Where are those people at right now?
They're at best, it's 50-50. They're at best 50-50. All right, let's go to Dave in Raleigh. 800-636-1067. Come on. You gotta rise up here, Caps fans. Represent, good or bad. Where are you right now?
Selection.
Dave, what's up?
That was awful, by the way, that guy.
Unreal, right?
It was hard to listen to. But listen, thanks for getting me on, guys. Listen, I have, first of all, I don't think the sky is falling. I think they can draw from the first period last game. But I want to put two things out there that I think they need to do. And I don't think either one of them is a very popular opinion. So bear with me here. I think that Ovi is past his prime to be on the power play for the full 2 minutes. If you guys recall, when he went out last year or this year with his leg injury, they were not very good. They were bottom third of the league in the power play. Mm-hmm. He went out, and they moved the puck around. They finished respectable. I think when he's out there, they got a guy guarding him. That essentially takes away half the ice. It's a lot easier to defend. That's number one. Number two, I think, you guys made a point earlier. We've scored really 3 goals in 3 games. We need more offense. Leonard did, even though he didn't score, he created some chances. I think Eller is a little bit slower. I know he was big for us back in 18, but I think Ryan Leonard, he played center in college. I'd like to see him on that third line with Mand and I forget the guy on the third line, but I'd like to see those two things happen. I think we need a jolt of energy.
So you think he's good? Do you actually think he will do it? He'll pull the trigger and bring Leonard back?
I actually think he will. Look, Ovi sat in game 2. Remember, if you guys remember, we were holding on to the lead.
Yeah,
it was a 1-0 game. He sat the last 5 minutes. So I think the coach Carbs is willing to do things like that. Yeah.
What about the Frank kid?
Ethan Frank.
He sat for too long. Look, I did like him, but I mean, I don't know. You got to pull. Who are you going to pull if you're going to put him in? Who are you going to pull out?
I don't know. You know better than me.
Radish.
You know better than me for sure.
Guys, it's not falling. We got to win tonight. There's no doubt we got to win tonight. But
Frank just hasn't played much.
Thank
like,
you.
I'm looking.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm thanks, looking
buddy.
At his thank game
you,
log.
Yeah, but he does
in
provide
April,
speed. That's the one thing.
He's
I feel
fast.
Like
in April, he played 4 games.
Yeah, I feel like in the middle of the season, he was. I don't know. He was a presence.
Or no, that was no. April, he played 2 games.
Yeah,
how many played 4 games in March?
March. Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like Duhame's always in the box?
He's racking up the PIMs.
I just feel like he's always in the PIM category. I mean, I haven't looked, but
hey, he's always. Is this? Did you answer him? Answer him. His phone's terrible.
Yeah, just looking at Duhame's game logs. Now he's only had 1 penalty in this series, mm-hmm. but in the Montreal series, he had 1, 2, 3, 4. He had 4 in the Montreal series.
Yeah, he's tied with Dubois. Not Luc Dubois with 10 penalty minutes.
Penalty minutes, yeah.
Yes.
Pierre-Luc.
Got to cut Pierre down Luke. On the penalties.
Willie leads the team with penalties in the postseason.
Not surprised.
Surprisingly, Mangiapane second with 12.
All right, let's go to Jeff in Columbia. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Jeff, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
It's going to go to Game 7. Everybody just has to be patient. These teams are extremely well-matched. They put on an amazing show in the first period. They just couldn't get it done, and they were deflated. He'll be fine.
So you think that? So you agree with Carbs? He doesn't think he really needs to change anything. It's going to be same lineup, same approach.
That's correct.
I like this guy's laissez-faire attitude towards.
He's pretty chill.
Yeah, he is. I like.
Are you going to be this chill if they lose
tonight?
I need
to be more like him.
They will take care of business. We rely on your Capitals.
Right. Okay, he just right. got it. He's got all right.
This is kind of
no rationale.
Very businesslike.
I know some people want to bury Ovi, and I brought it up at the top of the show that he's been quiet in this series.
I don't want to bury him. I want him to play well.
But isn't he due?
It's kind of due.
Kind of. Yeah.
Carberry seemed kind of chill about it. He was asked after the last game, and he actually said that it was probably their best game. The first line.
Mm-hmm.
He says they get the one chance off the faceoff on the back door. Ovi gets a couple at the net front. Mm-hmm. I think overall, just his line, Stromer's line, relies a lot on entries and creating off of entries, and you're just not going to get very many of those against the Carolina Hurricanes with their gap control and the length and the size of their D. And what he added was, he says, they have to really, really work in the offensive zone on the forecheck, creating off of a faceoff play, whatever it might be. You're going to have to beat someone.
So he's saying it's a grind for them to play the way they want against this Carolina team.
It takes a ton of effort to do that.
Yeah.
A ton. It wears your ass out.
I'm eerily calm because when everyone else is panicking, for whatever reason, I can't stop thinking about Cakes and calling this team a corpse. In the
2018?
In 2018 during the cup run.
I did do that.
That's when they were down 2-0.
Yeah, but he hasn't done that yet. He hasn't done that yet.
That's Columbus.
I for whatever reason, it just makes me feel like these are long wars. And that if you're up 3-1, 3-2, 2-0, it doesn't really mean anything.
That was their last 2-1 deficit, by the way, in the playoffs.
I just can't stop thinking about Cakes.
All right. I'm glad I'm on your mind all the time.
And putting the curse on them, yeah. And how they you can come back from these deficits.
Well, I mean, you can understand I was scarred by many, many years of playoff disappointments and failures in 2018.
I think
I just saw it unfolding the same exact way. Yes.
I think they're going to tweak some stuff. You know, I said Ryan Leonard, but Cakes, I think, brought up, let's call him what you should call him, Beauvler.
Beauvler, yeah. That's my guy.
Beauvler.
I love him.
Because your name is John Auvil.
I love him. I love, except when he fanned on the open net. I wasn't loving him that much then.
In the Canadian series, he was on the top line with Strome and Ovi, and they moved him off of that line and put Protas on the line. So, you know, they're gonna tweak some stuff.
How about this? I'm just trying to figure out whoever wins this wins the series. I kind of like
whoever
that.
Whoever wins it wins the
whoever
cup?
Wins tonight. No, has, no, the series.
Oh, wins
whoever
the
wins
series.
Tonight
okay.
wins the well, wins the series.
Carolina definitely. Caps.
I think because if we win tonight, then we'll have home ice.
Then they have the edge.
And I think they can close it out.
So if you're messing,
you got to win tonight. Though.
If you're messing with that front first line, what would you do? The top line. So here's Protas has yet to record a single 5-on-5 shot attempt playing with Ovi and Strome. In the two games of the Carolina series. Meanwhile, Bevilier doesn't have a point in his last four games after starting the playoffs on a four-game point streak when he was playing with those guys.
Didn't Leonard lead the team with three shots? Was that in game two? One of those games, I remember, we did a trivia thing.
The game that he lost, that was game one.
So game one.
Yeah, game one.
Because he's been benched the last two.
I'm telling you, I might
Bovi barely played in this game, in the game three.
That
yeah, because they moved him
forward.
Because they moved him down the line.
Yeah, he barely played.
He's got a little jump to his game.
Man's barely played. Yeah, I agree.
But you could use this matchup.
Whoever wins tonight wins the series.
I have no idea.
I'm not going to
like that.
I can't declare
that.
Well, I would agree with you if Carolina wins. I'm not sure about that.
The Caps are winning the series if they just even it tonight. It's too early.
They'd be in a great spot if they can.
Well, that's what they want. They want
a great spot if they can. All right, when we come back and tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment, when we come back.
Let's do it. I just wanted to check real quick. Remember when we put up the poll of the day?
Surfside poll.
If it's a must win tonight,
of course it's a must win. I mean, it's got to be 95%. Yes, must win.
94%.
Thank you. I'm all over
94%.
I know my polls.
Say yes. 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, we'll shift gears, open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies. Welcome back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Time to open up the entertainment page, driven by BMW Fairfax.
That's right, BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax, ask for Miriam, she's the general manager. She'll set you up with a sales assistant, make sure you mention me. Of course, you could check out their entire selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles at BMWFairfax.com. You will not regret it. Promise. All right, boys, just recapping the box office this weekend. Thunderbolts did another 33 million cakes now in 2 weeks, just domestically. It's made 128 million. Disney has to be reasonably happy with that, I would think, right?
It's a good haul, good take, I would think.
Sinners made another 21 million. That's made 214 million. Minecraft movie made another almost 8 million. That's made 400 million. And The Accountant 2 just kind of barely hanging in there, made $6 million. So far in 3 weeks, it's made $50 million.
That's a big dud.
That's kind of a dud, right?
Well, didn't it have terrible ratings?
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes ratings. I gave a chance. My wife and I gave a chance to A Simple Favor 2 with Blake Lively.
Terrible.
Didn't finish it.
Oh, really?
Just dud.
Awful. Hold on. You went to a movie and you walked out in the middle?
No, it was on Amazon
Prime. Oh, I've done okay, that.
Got
you
it.
Get bored in a movie and it just leaves.
It's an Amazon Prime.
Leave the movie theater?
Yeah. If I'm watching a movie that. And I'm bored.
I haven't done that. Maybe ever.
He said that the last movie that we all saw together.
No, that was too scary. It was because it's too scary.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a promo
the
movie.
The only movie I can remember leaving
scary.
Ever. And this is, I was watching it with, I think, Kurt or Juliet, Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium, starring Dustin Hoffman. It was so bad. I just grabbed my kid and said,
"We're out of
this
here.
This movie's terrible. I can't believe you spent money on it. We're leaving." The only movie I can think of that I've left in the last 30 years in a theater.
Because
I feel like, look, even if the movie sucks, I've spent my money. I'm just going to see it through to the end. What is it? 2 hours? I got 2 hours.
Oh, no, I'd rather just chuck the money and get out of there. Like, just get out of
yeah.
there. If I'm not
feeling it. I bet you I haven't seen more than 5 movies in the theater since COVID.
You used to be a big movie guy.
I used to go to, I don't know, a couple a month.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
nothing's out there that I want to see. I want to see the accountant too, but Myers back there killed it. I said, that's all I need to hear.
Kind of kill it.
And it's, the fact that it's only make $50 million, it must suck.
Audience has spoken.
What did you say, Valdez?
It's not what you think. Yeah. Maybe you'll enjoy it if you go into it differently than I did. Like it turned the accountant into a buddy cop thing.
Okay.
And it's like it's supposed to be like this comedy thing, yeah. And then all of a sudden Ben Affleck, his autism is a superpower. It's just like it was weird.
I can't see it on my thing that I have, can I?
Yeah.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I will. Can you tell me how to do that? I know I don't watch regular TV.
you go to VOD.
Uh-huh. Oh, VOD.
Movies.
Mm. Interesting. Okay. You guys have this access.
All right. That's legal. It's actually legal.
Okay. You should watch the Gilbert.
Somehow it's legal, I've been told.
Okay.
You should watch the Gilbert Crittenden thing.
Yeah,
I didn't finish it. It's like an hour and a half.
Everyone's texting me. Have you seen it? No, I haven't seen it yet, but I'll watch it.
Hey, tonight you got to watch the Caps and the draft lottery.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Can't watch that nonsense tonight.
I got a question for next segment that I want to bring up related to those two.
All right.
To the Caps and...
What's more interesting to watch? What would be...
What's more interesting to watch?
What's more likely to happen?
Let's bring this up later because in the EP.
Yeah.
But the question, I'm stealing it from Juan, is what would you rather have?
Oh, I know what you're
going with Juan.
A Caps win or Cooper Flagg?
The number one pick?
One of the biggest trolls ever. To the show, you doesn't take make his lead.
Doesn't make his question invalid. Yeah. What would you rather have?
Go ahead.
The Wizards
get the number one pick.
Get the number one pick, or the Caps win this series.
I have my vote.
Number one pick.
Caps.
Sorry. You said mullet.
Caps.
Mullet.
It took me a second.
Caps get.
All right, we'll talk about it later.
Caps get the Eastern Conference Finals. That's bigger. Sorry.
It's pretty big.
It's not what's bigger. It's what would you rather have.
So, yeah, okay, it's bigger for me.
If we get Flag, we'll have for the next 15 years.
So? Doesn't mean you're going to win an NBA championship?
Keep it in your pants. You guys can't keep it in your pants.
Can you even say that? I don't even know if you can say that.
Jordan Hudson is just in the news all the time. It's wild. It's obvious the Belichick family hates her. yes. There was some rumor I saw that guy Pablo Torre, wherever the guy's name is, he was being interviewed, and he said there's something about like injectable like sex enhancement medicine or something that Bill's been taking.
A little shocker.
I think Jordan Hudson's mother runs a sex shop.
Okay,
correct. So we talked about that a lot.
Yeah, and then I think Pablo Torres was saying that she tried to interject herself into Bill's Dunkin' commercial to the point where they basically steved a commercial with her and didn't run the camera or didn't have the camera going when so she was doing her lines.
Well, she is in the very, very back of it, though, right?
Yeah, she's right next to Belichick.
Apparently, she's in the Miss Maine contest, too.
She's in the Miss Maine contest. She finished second runner-up, so that means third place?
Yes.
I think that means third place. Mm-hmm. Some people are saying that she actually, like, probably should have won, but all the girls don't like her, or they're being weird around her. She was being super quiet. Bill was there, of course.
Yeah, Bill was sitting next to her dad.
Yeah. I don't know. Whole thing's so
he's
weird.
He's older. He's got to be older than
that's
dad.
That's like 30. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it could have been his
so
son.
Weird.
It's so weird. The thing's so broken.
Wouldn't that be weird if Bill Belichick is your son-in-law and you're 30 years younger than him?
Yeah.
Right. But of course, remember we learned last week too that Jordan's been banned from UNC's football facilities. The family's worried about everything regarding him. So who knows what's going on. But yes, she did finish basically third in the Miss Maine USA pageant over the weekend.
They know Maine had so many sillies.
Maine is just chock full of bazillies.
I get a kick out of Pat McAfee. I think he's kind of funny, and I think he's pretty remarkable in the ring. But, you know, I didn't see any of this, but apparently he got in the ring again for WWE backlash cakes, and it looks like he got his ass kicked.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
He took a beating down?
Yeah, he faced Gunther, whoever
I
Gunther
don't know
is.
Who Gunther is. I have no idea.
Gunther's my buddy's dog.
You know what Gunther, German I Shepherd. Remember, wasn't Gunther Cunningham like the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs for a long time?
Yeah, he was.
And I'm guessing that's not the guy that he was wrestling.
Also, there's been a death in the world of wrestling. I'd pour some out for Terry Brunk, also known as Sabu.
Yeah,
with the WWE.
No file on Sabu.
No file on
I got
him?
Nothing
None.
On him.
I guess they say he rose to fame with the Extreme Championship Wrestling Circuit.
Sabu.
So now you need us following ECW?
I guess so. Sabu was 60 years old. Big star in wrestling in the 90s and 2000s. What? I just concise for wrestling news.
He's a big star.
Yeah.
Big star. Sabu. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So everyone knows Sabu.
Yeah, I've heard of Sabu.
When I saw the headline, I was like, I don't think I've ever heard that guy's name before. Now, I'm not a big wrestling mark.
Right.
But my kids did go through a big like wrestling phase. Still didn't remember his name.
Not like Kane died.
Yeah. I know Snuka.
Well, Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Snuka.
He's been gone for a few years now.
Did you see him at the county fair?
Who did you see at the Montgomery County Fair? First of all, okay, let's rewind. I took an appearance at the Montgomery County Fair. I think with Jay, were you there?
No,
or was it just
I
wasn't. Me?
I think it was just you.
This is years ago. This is probably 7 or 8 years ago, maybe more, yeah. Where I was doing like the announcing from the middle of the ring.
For the pig races?
No, for the wrestling.
Okay.
Because like every night they have a different like special event. One night it's Demolition Derby. The next night it's a Monster Truck Show.
Right.
This night it was old wrestling legends back in the mix. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Superfly Snuka was like the big draw. And I remember seeing him chain smoking Marlboro Reds like Mike Marr out on a golf course
before he
took to the ring. And it was sad.
Was he actually wrestling? Or was he just...
He was wrestling.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he was the top billing.
Mm-hmm. Terrible. What a terrible way to make a living.
It was just... I was like, oh, Jimmy Superfly Snuka is wrestling in Gaithersburg.
And he looked like he was 100.
I was like, he is at the end.
Yeah.
This is the end.
It's the end.
Basically. And it was sad to see. I probably witnessed one of his last matches.
Also sad, we talked about it last week, John Elway's agent and his best friend, one of his best friends, passed away. Remember, he jumped on the back of the cart.
Yep.
Guys were boozing. They went to a concert. You know, they're boozing all day, playing golf. Terrible deal. He falls off the back of it. Cause of death, blunt force trauma.
To the head.
To the head. And I have to say, this exact scenario.
Did the cart fall on him, or did he just fall and just hit his head?
I think he was on the bed. He fell backwards and hit his head on the concrete, like on a cart path.
He couldn't break his fall.
By the way, they were allegedly boozing. We don't know that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing.
We need to protect ourselves.
Okay, I'm just guessing. I have no idea.
I thought I saw stories that they said that was not involved.
Well, maybe. Okay.
But I would guess if you're riding on the back and Elway has a lead foot on the golf cart, all of a sudden, you can just fall off, and if you're not prepared for it, and your head hits the cart path.
It literally happened to me this weekend, or last weekend. It was like Thursday or Friday. I can't remember what day it was. We always walk. Squirrel said, I can't walk. It's hurting my game. So he got in the cart, and then we were on one of these holes, like on 17
Good
or 18.
Excuse, Squirrel.
And he asked me if I wanted to ride, because it was a long haul.
Sure.
And I said, no. I'll pass. First of all, I had my dumb cart. I would have had to jump on the back of the cart, hold on, and I was like, I don't want to end up like John Elway's best friend.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart by you.
Changed my life. Changed my habits.
It's good.
Because I would have done that. I've done that before. Who hasn't done that?
Everybody in this room has done that at some point.
And last but not least.
That may be Heavy Metal Chris. I don't know.
Yeah, he probably hasn't.
How many golf courses he's been on lately. But I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Heavy Metal Chris, when's the last time you were on a golf course?
I've only played like golf once. I absolutely hate playing golf.
Yeah.
Go figure the guy that has like tattoos and long hair doesn't like the game with a dress code.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's like, true.
Yeah. You're probably true. not going to embrace that.
Barkley's in the news, and I guess, you know, he's going to start working with ESPN, right? This is the last year with the TNT deal. Remember, he had just signed. He says no one's going to shut him up. No one's going to tell him what to say. He says, I make too much money. They can't fire me. They can't fire me. I make too much money to get fired. And if they do fire me, they're going to have to pay me for 7 years.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to quit way before I get fired. But do you know he signed a 10-year, $210 million contract?
Good for him.
In 2022.
Amazing.
I'd love to know what his biggest salary was as a player.
I doubt it was $21 million, right?
$3
million. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, doubt it was in the $20 million a year
no way.
Range.
Different time. All right, coming up next, we will throw out that question. Whether it was from a troll or not, Cakes, it is an interesting question. Caps are down 2-1 in this series, and the Wizards have the draft lottery tonight. What would you rather have as a fan? The Wizards land the number one pick, or the Caps win this series? That doesn't mean they win the Stanley Cup. I'm not giving you that. Win the series, which gets them to the Eastern Conference Finals. What would you rather have? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can also text us, same number, on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We'll be right back.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
So Juan in Rockville, who trolls us constantly with tweets at Junks Radio. I mean, almost every tweet he writes me, he just hard thing JP is how he prefaces it. I thought posed an interesting question. Now, EB and Bish have already answered. They're split. But the question, and I put this as a second poll of the day, is, as a DC sports fan, what would you rather have happen? Wizards win the lottery tonight or Caps win their series against Carolina? So if the Caps win their series, they're not assured of winning the Stanley Cup. It gives us, I know Jason, he's just thinking of the media. It gives us 2 more weeks of content on this show
you
talking about the Caps.
You wouldn't have that with Cooper Flagg?
No.
Of course, I'm on your side.
That's not the reason I'm saying that.
Okay.
I'm a bigger Caps fan than I'm a Wizards fan.
All right. Okay.
And you're closer, and outside of the the show and content, you're closer to a championship if the Caps beat the Canes than you are if Cooper Flagg is picked by the Wizards.
True, but Cooper Flagg could make us relevant.
John
for 10
Wall
years.
Was the number one pick by the Wizards. How'd that work out?
Yeah, but they were relevant for a bit. They just didn't do anything great. The Cooper Flagg puts us on the map.
Going to the playoffs
for next 10 years.
Well, if it's
so you're Cooper Flagg, you're Cooper Flagg. He's Caps.
I'm Caps.
I'm with EB on Cooper Flagg, but it's just I'm a bigger basketball fan. I care about basketball more than
I'm a college. I'm a college basketball fan. The NBA is.
I agree. I agree with that. But now, if you said win a Stanley Cup, 100% of the time, Stanley Cup.
Right. Well, yeah, but
you'd be close.
But, but what would you rather have, Stanley Cup or NBA Finals?
I'd rather have the second Stanley Cup.
I'd rather have the Wizards win the championship than the Caps. That's my personal preference, so I'm with that.
Even saying that is laughable. I don't even know how you could utter the words.
Well, because it's inconceivable.
It's inconceivable.
Because it's been since we weren't even 10 the last time they won a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Were we 8 years old?
When the Bullets won? 78, 79, yeah.
8, 9.
I actually do remember watching it on black and white TV.
I remember it, too.
With tinfoil on the antenna, like the Valdezes did.
Give us your official answer.
I'm incredibly torn here.
Yeah.
Because you're a huge Wizards guy.
You are incredibly torn. I mean,
winning the lottery is huge. Because the Caps could win the series and then lose the next one.
I've made my decision.
He's going to say Caps. I know he's going to say.
Gone back and forth.
I don't know, because Caps, that's just a temporary high for 2 weeks.
It is a temporary high. Who are they likely to face if they win?
Florida.
Wiz win draft lottery.
Oh, wow. Three out
here's
of four
why.
Junkies.
Here's my rationale. Wow. I have rationale behind this.
All right.
The Wizards are hapless.
They're hapless.
They need... I love Will Dawkins. I like what they're doing.
Yeah.
They need it more than the Caps do. Because the Caps... Hello.
I would agree with that.
They could win tonight and turn the whole thing around and win the series. Who knows if they win the Stanley Cup? It's a short-term sugar high type of fix. Cooper Flagg could be a transformational player that the Wizards have been lacking.
Agreed.
For 40 years. It pains me not to say Capitals.
Yeah.
But in this Sophie's Choice, I choose the Wizards. Nobody gets a Sophie's Choice reference. It's very old. Mm. I understand. Okay? I choose Cooper Flagg. It's difficult.
I'm with you.
I don't like what I just did. I kind of hate myself. Kind of self-loathing for it. I choose Cooper Flagg.
All right, go to
because
go
I have
calls.
Faith in Carbs and I have faith in the talent that the Caps have accumulated here. They're going to be okay in the long run. The Wizards, they need Cooper Flagg. They need it.
All right, let's go to.
But you're still one step. You got two more steps to win a cup if you win this series.
I understand.
I mean, you're close.
I know.
Here's a tweet from James. He says, "If it's a guarantee that the Caps win the cup, I'm going Caps."
Of course. I agree with that.
He says, "If it's a guarantee that the Caps don't win the cup, I'm going Wiz."
Wiz, I'm telling you. Cooper Flagg. Give me Cooper Flagg, baby.
Well, you can't guarantee
transformational
that.
Player. Let's go to Greg Gaithersburg. Greg, what's up?
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Hey, bud.
What's up?
I gotta go with the Caps. I mean, it's just, you know, I think the Wizards need a lot more than just Cooper Flagg.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and
but it's a huge building block, though, right?
Oh, no. No question. Yeah. But the thing is, too, if you look at him, and I read about it in the Post this morning, you know, he was a great player. I think he should have stayed another year in school, but that's debatable. And, you know, going against some of these bigger, stronger NBA players, you don't know if he's going to be able to keep that level of play. And the Wizards need a lot more. The Caps are exciting. They're, you know, they – were not expected to be as good this year as they were, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
So,
but wouldn't you feel empty if they win the series, all right, and then lose the next round? It's over. As EB's pointed out, you can get Flagg for 15 years. And by the way, Flagg's reputation really increased even before he got to college when he played against the Olympic team.
Oh, for
because
sure.
Because yeah. Against LeBron and all those guys – Flagg apparently stood out.
This comment's funny on your poll. By the way, the poll so far, it's 38% Wiz, 61% Caps.
Okay.
NBA is dookie, and so are the Wizards. That's a funny comment. Let's go to Cindy Springfield. Cindy, what's up?
Hey, Junks.
How are you,
Caps
Cindy?
All the way, and I'm with Jason. The NBA is it's almost as bad as watching grass grow. It's awful.
Have you watched any of the playoffs?
Okay, with the exception of the playoffs. Yes, I hear you, JP. Yes, there are exceptions, but 95% of the time, the NBA is absolutely horrible. Big college basketball is a different story, but
yeah.
NBA, awful. Thanks.
I'm with you. And by the way, back padding machine, first to call it. First to call NBA awful 10 years ago.
You were the first in the world to call the NBA bad
I said, this whole just take a three at any cost is stupid. It's ruining the game. I was going to high school games, and kids are taking warm-up threes from half court. Like, what? Like before playoff games. Like, what's going on?
All right, you're the tip of the spear. You get credit.
I get credit for calling out the terrible NBA game.
I mean, yesterday in semifinals of the NBA playoffs, one team had 8 points at the end of the first quarter. And the other game, the favorite was down 80 to 40.
39.
Yeah. The NBA is a complete disaster.
Preposterous. I mean, what a product.
Well, yeah. We've got game four tonight. What was it? 94% say must win in our poll.
Of course.
Caps covers presented by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now. Not that this means anything, but this is my prediction for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Caps win 3-2.
Hope you're right.
That'd be an offensive outburst. Yeah, we'd love We'd love to see three goals like we saw in game
three. Games. They're probably not going to win these games. Six zippy.
No.
But I think they're going to even the series. Jason's mentioned it. Look, Joe B predicted a split on the road. If they get the split, they've got home ice.
Yeah, we're good.
Listen, two out of three, good to go.
Whoever wins tonight wins the series.
What's your prediction?
I don't know.
You don't want to say.
I think if they win tonight, they're going to win the series.
Chip, you know, I've been out on Caps predictions for the last 5 years. Yeah.
If they win tonight, they're winning the series.
I think that's fair. If the Caps lose tonight, I will come in here in a full-blown depression tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's a prediction.
That'll be fun.
That's actually not a prediction. That's a fact. Okay.
Hey, people are going to be psyched if the Caps win and the Wiz.
Oh, that's impossible. What a double dip. If it's a double dip. How much would you pay for the double dip? Would you buy us all breakfast tomorrow?
100%.
A nice good breakfast.
Flag and a win?
Yeah.
Flag and a win.
We get flag and the Caps.
You're
coming
buying
back
us all.
Breakfast on me.
Hold up. Right. Cakes, one last time. Run it.
Oh, yeah, one last
simulator.
Tankathon. Hold on. I'm going to get there. Tankathon.com.
JP pointed out, though, that we're most likely to have the fifth pick.
This is a big one. Running the Tankathon. Oh, Charlotte. Washington gets the third pick. Run one more time. Toronto. We got one with the fifth pick. We're doomed.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.